the name Sam Wells doesn't mean anything, I'm sure, to anybody here but me. Or if there's a retired preacher in the group, raise your hand, you would recognize the name. He's a big deal, you know, among preachers. He writes books. He does podcasts that are listened to by thousands and thousands of people. He was born in Canada, but as an infant, he was taken to England, where he grew up. And he's had a stellar career. He's brilliant in every way. People love him. For about 7 years, he was dean of the chapel at Duke University. I was there for part of my studies, and I know what that's like on Christmas Eve. The Duke Chapel holds 1,800 people, and it will be packed tonight. And I'm sorry, but they bring in professionals from New York. Okay. Professional singers from New York City, and people with instruments. And I've seen it. It's magnificent. Magnificent. For 7 years, he was dean of the chapel, and so he had many Christmas Eves that were just out of this world in terms of beauty. And then when he left, he went back home. He went back to England. I guess he missed the rain, the cloudiness, the cold, and his people. And he became vicar of St. Martin's in the Fields, right in the middle of London. Maybe you've heard of that church. Its music is worldwide. It's renowned. Thousands of people all over the world will be listening to St. Martin's in the Fields music. And it's got a ministry to the homeless and to young people. It's an outstanding place. Have I built this guy up a little bit? He's a big deal. He is a big deal. But the Christmas Eve that he writes us to remember and tells about isn't at Duke Chapel, and it's not in St. Martin's in the Fields. It was in his first church. He was a young man. He had a big church. 15 people would show up on Sunday morning. That's less than here. 15 people shows up on Sunday morning. And that was his first, you know, you got to start someplace. You don't start up there. You start down here. And it was his first Christmas in his first church. And he said to the vestry, he said, you know, we're going to have several services, but I know that you'll want to have a Christmas Eve service, midnight Christmas Eve service. And the vestry said, what? We don't do that here. None of us have ever been to a midnight Christmas Eve service anywhere, but we don't want to do that. And he said, let's do it. Let's just add it to all the other things we're doing. So what are they going to say? Well, what they said was, you go ahead and do it. We're not coming. So this is what they did. They gathered a committee together, and they made all of these leaflets and flyers, and they took them out into the community. They left leaflets, invitations to the Christmas Eve service in over 3,000 homes. Well, you would expect a pretty good return. I would. He did. So it was set for 11:30. 11 o'clock came on Christmas Eve, and he was sitting waiting for the crowd to show up. 11:15. 11:25, 11:30, not a single person. Sam writes and remembers this, that he tried his best not to weep, not to let the tears flow. And he failed. There he was, feeling like a failure, feeling like he was, you know, the church was failing and he was failing, and it's Christmas Eve and it's a midnight service and not a single person has come. And then at 11:32, he heard a noise in the back, and a couple came in, sort of looked around, and, is there nobody here? Sam said, I'm sorry, but there's nobody here. Oh, good, we're glad that nobody's here. He said, what? You wanted to come to a church where nobody was there? And so they began to tell their story. They were in their 40s. They both had been married to somebody else. They both got divorced. And they became husband and wife. And it made a whole lot of people very unhappy. All of their friends and relatives and neighbors and everyone in their lives rejected them. They moved to a new place. They stopped going to church altogether. They were afraid to be seen with people, around people. They were afraid to meet or talk to any of their relatives and friends that they knew before. They felt totally, totally rejected and ashamed. And so they said, we thought, well, if we come into a church on Christmas Eve and there's nobody there, then nobody will reject us. And then she said, our lives are a mixture of love and shame. And then she said, we want to begin again. So do I. So do you. We all do. We want to feel as if in God's great grace, in the gift of Jesus Christ, in the love for the world that came in his life, in his birth, in his ministry, in his work, that there is a place and an opportunity for us to begin again. That's the invitation to this and to every Christmas. God invites us into life anew. God invites himself to be born in us. And we begin again. Let us join our hearts in the Christmas prayer for this night. Glorious are you, God of Christmas, essence of all creation. You are the symphony of stars and planets, the music of the heavens. You are the harmony of the atoms within us. You are the dawn on every mountain peak, the moonlight on every evening sea. Forest and farm, the rush of the city, everything is embraced in your love. We rejoice this night as we sing and pray our gratitude. Glorious are you, O Jesus Christ, cosmic love in human flesh. You graced the smallness of time and place, born in a stable, in a feed box, manger. And because of that, you teach us to dance to the music of the spheres. You walk on our seas of confusion and heal us in our streets of despair. You make your home in our lives, bringing renewal and new beginnings. We rejoice as we sing and pray our gratitude this Christmas Eve. Glorious are you, O Spirit, Holy Spirit of truth, wisdom and breath of our being. You are the wind that carries us forth. You are the fire that burns in our hearts. You are the needle of the inner compass directing our paths, always pointing to the road that leads to peace, guiding us in the sacred dance. We rejoice as we sing and pray our gratitude. Jesus of Mary and Joseph, Jesus of shepherds and angels, Jesus of children and animals, Jesus of fishermen and priests and carpenters and mechanics and nurses and dentists and chiropractors and cooks and lawyers and police and elected officials and salespeople and janitors and prison guards, Jesus of all of us. Come and be born in us as Christmas bids us welcome. We rejoice as we sing and pray this Christmas night for us gathered here and for the world. We bring you our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.